Simon & Schuster Audio presents Perfect Tunes, a novel by Emily Gould. Read by Candace Thaxton. Part 1. 1. When Laura was 16, she wrote a perfect song. It was the first song she'd ever written, so she didn't understand how hard it was to write even an okay song, or how hard it was to make anything new in general. She still thought, then, that making something was primarily a way to have fun. She didn't know that the song was perfect, just that it was as good as anything on the radio. She played it on her guitar, alone in her bedroom, and then for her best friend, Callie, and then for her mother. Her mother made an approving noise and went back to paying attention to one of Laura's brothers. Callie asked where she'd heard it and didn't believe her when she said she'd written it because it was the kind of song that sounds like it has always existed. Laura started to think that she must have heard it somewhere and remembered it. She hadn't, though. She had written it. The next day she wrote another song. This one wasn't perfect. It wasn't even okay. It was barely a song. This convinced Laura that the first song hadn't really been hers. She was embarrassed about the whole thing, and so she pretended to herself that it hadn't happened. She didn't think about that first song again for years, and by the time she remembered, it was almost too late. Now at 22, she stood in line outside a bar on the corner of Lafayette and Grand, sweating through a black dress that was absorbing all the heat of the midday sun. The other women in line were also wearing black, and some of them clutched the page of the Village Voice where the Help Wanted ad had appeared. Some had printed out their resumes. Laura had never worked in a bar or restaurant. In Columbus, she'd worked selling cheap electric guitars to teenage boys at her family's shop, and then for a while at the Gap in the outlet mall. So she hadn't brought a resume, but it didn't matter. A man came out and walked down the line of women, assessing each one for an instant, then made his selections. He looked at Laura and saw the way she smiled and made eye contact with no hint of wariness in her giant, dark eyes, the expression on her face constantly saying something mildly incredulous like, "Wow, really?" He guessed correctly that she was very new here. He walked back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?